Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Off, the 8th Perek, Yesh Nochlin. This daf is dedicated to Zechu Nishmas Avi Umori Moshe Bembero. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Abraisa presents the source that sons inherit their mother and precede the daughters. V'kobas Yoreshes Nachal Mamatzos Bnei Yisrael, and any daughter who inherits an estate from the tribes of Bnei Yisrael, implying she inherits two shvatim. This must be she'avia meshevet echot ve'ima meshevet acher, that her father is from one shevet and her mother from another shevet, and she inherits both when they die. We can derive that a son inherits his mother from a kal v'chomer. If a daughter, who is weaker regarding her father's estate because a son precedes her, yet she inherits her mother, then a son who is stronger regarding the father's estate by inheriting first certainly inherits the mother. The Braisa continues that just as a son inherits the father before the daughter, he also inherits the mother before her. Rabbi Zachari ben Akatzav argues, Echod ben ve'echod ba shav minichseim. The son and the daughter are equal regarding inheriting the mother's estate because da'ilabo min adin lios kenidon. It's enough for the derived law, meaning a son, to be like the source law, referring to a daughter, and not exceed it. The Tanakhama holds that a hekesh, matos, compares a father's estate to a mother's. Point number two, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya once asked Rabbi Yannai that if there's a hekesh between the father's estate and the mother's, we should say that just as a bechor receives a double portion of the father's estate, he should receive a double portion of the mother's estate as well. Rabbi Yannai told his attendant, good leis din savi l'melef, pull me away from here, this one does not want to learn. Abai suggests an answer because the pasuk says, bechor asher yimatzelo, in all that is found with him, implying that he only receives double from what belongs to him, referring to the father, and not to her, the mother. However, the Gemara asks that perhaps this is limited to a bechor whose mother previously had children, but the firstborn of both the father and the mother would receive a double portion of the mother's estate. Ultimately, Rava answers with a different pasuk, lo mishpat habechorah, to him is the right of the firstborn, teaching, Mishpat HaBechorah Le'ish, the firstborn's right is for a man's estate, referring to the father. V'lo Mishpat HaBechorah Le'isha, but the firstborn's right is not for a woman's estate, referring to the mother. And point number three, Abraisa teaches the source that a husband inherits his wife, but she does not inherit him. She'ero zo ishto, the term his relative refers to his wife. Melamed she'abal yorish es ishto, teaching that a husband inherits his wife. The wife does not inherit her husband because the pasuk says, V'yaresh osa, and he shall inherit her, teaching, ve'ein he yoreshes oso, but she does not inherit him. The Gemara objects to the pasuk's language, and you shall give his inheritance l'she'ero, to his relative, implies that this relative receives the inheritance, not bequeaths it. The Gemara objects to the pasuk's language, and you shall give his inheritance l'she'ero, to his relative, implies that the relative receives the inheritance, not bequeaths it. Abai rearranges the word to be read, she'ero v'yaresh osa, his relative, he shall inherit her. Rava objects to rearranging the words. A sharp knife is cutting apart the psukim. Instead, Rava reinterprets the pasuk, Nesatim es nachlas she'ero lo, and you shall give the inheritance of his relative to him, because he holds gorin umosifim v'dorshin. We can subtract and add letters within a pasuk and darshan it. Thus he takes the vav of nachlaso and the lamed of l'she'ero and forms the word lo. Abraisa teaches that this is Rabbi Kiva's drasha, and Rabbi Shmuel teaches another. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abraisa presents the source that sons inherit their mother and precede the daughters. V'kobas yoreshes nachal mamatzos bnei Yisrael, and any daughter who inherits an estate from the tribes of bnei Yisrael, implying she inherits two shvatim. This must be she'avia meshevet echot ve'ima meshevet acher, that her father is from one shevet and her mother from another shevet, and she inherits both when they die. We can derive that a son inherits his mother from a kal v'chomer. If a daughter, who is weaker regarding her father's estate because a son precedes her, yet she inherits her mother, then a son who is stronger regarding the father's estate by inheriting first certainly inherits the mother. The Braisa continues that just as a son inherits the father before the daughter, he also inherits the mother before her. Rabbi Zachari ben Akatzav argues, Echod ben ve'echod ba shav minichseim. The son and the daughter are equal regarding inheriting the mother's estate because da'ilabo min adin lios kenidon. It's enough for the derived law, meaning a son, to be like the source law, referring to a daughter, and not exceed it. The Tanakhama holds that a hekesh, matos, compares a father's estate to a mother's. pointing to Rabbi Yehuda Nasir once asked Rabbi Yannai that if there's a hekesh between the father's estate and the mother's, we should say that just as a bechor receives a double portion of the father's estate, he should receive a double portion of the mother's estate as well. Rabbi Yannai told his attendant, "Good leis din savi l'melech, pull me away from here. This one does not want to learn." Abai suggests an answer because the pasuk says, "Bechor asher yimatzelo, in all that is found with him," implying that he only receives double from what belongs to him, referring to the father, and not to her, the mother. However, the Gemara adds that perhaps this is limited to a bechor whose mother previously had children, but the firstborn of both the father and the mother would receive a double portion of the mother's estate. Ultimately, Rava answers with a different pasuk, "Lo mishpat habechora." To him is the right of the firstborn, teaching. Mishpat Hachor Le'ish, the firstborn's right is for a man's estate, referring to the father. V'lo Mishpat Habachor Le'isha, but the firstborn's right is not for a woman's estate, referring to the mother. And point number three, Abraisa teaches the source that a husband inherits his wife, but she does not inherit him. She'ero zo ishto. The term his relative refers to his wife. Melamed she'abal yorish es ishto, teaching that a husband inherits his wife. The wife does not inherit her husband because the pasuk says, V'yarish osa, and he shall inherit her, teaching, v'ein he yoreshes oso, but she does not inherit him. The Gemara objects that the pasuk's language, and you shall give his inheritance l'she'ero, to his relative, implies that this relative receives the inheritance, not bequeaths it. The Gemara objects that the pasuk's language, and you shall give his inheritance l'she'ero, to his relative, implies that the relative receives the inheritance, not bequeaths it. Abai rearranges the word to be read she'ero v'yaresh osa. His relative, he shall inherit her. Rava objects to rearranging the words. A sharp knife is cutting apart the psukim. Instead, Rava reinterprets the pasuk, "Nesatim es nachlas she'ero lo," and you shall give the inheritance of his relative to him, because he holds gorin umosifim v'dorshin. We can subtract and add letters within a pasuk and darshan it. Thus, he takes the vav of nachlaso and the lamed of l'she'ero and forms the word lo. Abraisa teaches that this is Rabbi Kiva's drasha, and Rabbi Shmuel teaches another. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and our standard Siman is a kayak. A kayak. So here goes. The kayak of sons who are racing to inherit their mother before their sisters in another kayak got there, saw the Bechor on the shore by their mother's storage room, who was upset he didn't receive Pishnaim, standing next to his father who came to inherit his wife with the word lo on his shirt. Once again, slow motion. The kayak of sons, kayak, that must be Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The kayak of sons who are racing to inherit their mother before their sisters in another kayak got there, which reminds us the Gemara brings machlokas if daughters inherit a mother together with the sons. So the kayak of sons who are racing to inherit their mother before their sisters in another kayak got there, saw the Bechor on the shore by their mother's storage room, who was upset he didn't receive Pishnaim, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why a Bechor does not receive a double portion in his mother's estate. Ultimately, Rava brings up Pasuk, Lo Mishpat HaBechorah. To him is the right of the firstborn, teaching Mishpat HaBechorah Le'ish. The firstborn's right is for a man's estate, the father. Lo Mishpat HaBechorah Le'ish, but the firstborn's right is not for a woman's estate, referring to the mother. So the kayak of sons who are racing to inherit their mother before their sisters in another kayak got there, saw the Bechor on the shore by their mother's storage room, who was upset he didn't receive Pishnaim, standing next to his father who came to inherit his wife with the word lo on his shirt, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that a husband inherits his wife. Rava reinterprets the pasuk, "Nesatim es nachlaso she'era lo," and you shall give the inheritance of his relative to him, because he holds gorin umosifin udorshin. We can subtract and add letters within a pasuk and darshan it. Thus, he takes the vav of nachlaso and the lamed of l'she'ero and forms the word lo. So once again, the kayak of sons who are racing to inherit their mother before their sisters in another kayak got there, saw the Bechor on the shore by their mother's storage room, who was upset he didn't receive Pishnaim, standing next to his father who came to inherit his wife with the word lo on her shirt. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Taf Kuf Zayin. So the siman Taf Kuf Zayin is Couscous. So here goes. When the late Captain Couscous's creditors, Couscous, that must be on Taf Kuf Zayin, Couscous. When the late Captain Couscous's creditors repossessed the factory from one son's share, requiring a brand new division of the remaining estate, which reminds the Gemara brings the Malchokas, if brothers who divide an estate are like heirs, yorshin, or lukuchos, purchasers, a nafka mina being that if the father's creditor comes to take one of their properties, if they're like yorshin, the other properties are redivided. If they're like buyers, then the brother whose land was taken is not compensated. So when the late Captain Kuskus's creditors repossessed the factory from one son Cher, requiring a brand new division of the remaining estate, but the judges could not agree on the value of the Kuskus cart, which reminds us, a Bryce estate said three judges appraised the orphan's land, and one said it was worth a mana, 100 zuz, and two said it was worth 200, or if one said it was worth 200 and two said 100, Bata Yachid B'Miuto, the single judge, is nullified in its minority status, and we follow the majority appraisal. If one appraised it at a mana, which is 100 zuz, and one said 20 slime, which is 80 zuz, and one said 30, which is 120 zuz, there are three opinions. So when the late Captain Kuskus's creditors repossessed the factory from one son Cher, requiring a brand new division of the remaining estate, but the judges could not agree on the value of the Kuskus cart, the son lost interest in the Kuskus industry and bought half a field to take up farming, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says Chatsi Sada Ani Mochulach, I'm selling you half of my field, Mishamni Benehem, the quality is between them, but Noto Chatsi Sadeu, and the buyer takes half his field. If he says I'm selling you its southern half, the ruling is the same, but here the buyer takes the field's southern half. Rabbi Yochanan explained, Lokeach Noto Kachushabo, the buyer takes the inferior half of the field, and the seller keeps the superior half. The field is divided by its value, the inferior land being of greater size, and the seller can retain the superior, smaller land. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Simur Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on the word kach, take. So here goes. The mummy pickpocket. Pickpocket? That must be wrong. Daf Kuf Ches, kach, take. The mummy pickpocket, who began stealing after being told she would only be manchil and not nochel, anything, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins with four categories of relatives regarding inheritance. Yesh nochlin umanchilin. There are people who both inherit from and bequeath to certain relatives. Yesh nochlin umanchilin. There are those who inherit but do not bequeath, and there are those who bequeath but do not inherit, and there are those who neither inherit nor bequeath. The Mishnah gives examples of each category. For example, a woman bequeaths to her sons but does not inherit them. The same applies to a woman and her husband and a mother's brothers. So the mummy pickpocket began stealing after being told she would only be manchil and not nochel anything. Took money from her husband's pocket while he was mourning his dear son he had inherited from, which reminds the Gemara addresses why the mission began with a father inheriting his sons and not the reverse. So the mummy pickpocket who began stealing after being told she would only be manchil and not nochel anything, took money from her husband's pocket while he was mourning his dear son he had inherited from, saying that his son was closer to him than his brother, whatever it be, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why we assume one's children are closer relatives than a man's brother? It answers because he stands in his father's place for Yud, to marry his father's Amma Ivriya, and for redeeming ancestral land that the father was Makdish before Yovel, so will not transfer to Kohanim at Yovel. Although a brother stands in his deceased brother's place for Yibum, the Gemara responds, is there any Yibum except where there's no son? When there's a son, there is no Yibum. Daf Kuftes, so the Simur Daf Kuftes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member gave the daughter of a man who died suddenly a Yerusha card from his kit. Hatzalah member, kit? That must be run Daf Kuftes, Hatzalah kit. The Hatzalah member gave the daughter of a man who died suddenly a Yerusha card from his kit, informing her that she comes first, then her grandfather, and then her uncles. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi brings a different source for how we know that a father comes after the deceased person's children in inheritance. The Pasuk says that if a man dies with no son, v'avartem es nacho asolu vito, and you shall pass his inheritance to his daughter. This teaches, b'makom bas atamavir nacho mina av, where a daughter is left by the deceased, you shall pass the inheritance away from the father, meaning she inherits before the father, but you shall not pass the inheritance away from the father, where only brothers are left by him. Rather, the father inherits before them. So the Hatzal member gave the daughter of a man who died suddenly a Yerusha card from his kit, informing her that she comes first, then her grandfather, and then her uncles, while her mother cried bitterly that Mishpacha's name is not called Mishpacha, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to the Tana who derives a father's inheritance from She'ero, how does he know it does not refer to the deceased person's mother, since the Torah uses the word She'er about both? Rava answers that the Pasuk describes the relative as Mimishpachto, from his family, which cannot refer to the mother because Mishpacha's av kruya Mishpacha, paternal family is called family, but Mishpacha's aim ain't a kruya Mishpacha, maternal family is not called family because the Pasuk says L'mishpachosam L'veis Avosam, according to their families, according to their father's household. So the Hatzal member gave the daughter of a man who died suddenly a Yerusha card from his kit, informing her that she comes first, then her grandfather, and then her uncles, while her mother cried bitterly that Mishpacha's aim is not called Mishpacha. Under a painting of a family tree of Aaron, Bas Aminadav, and Pinchas titled, Wolom Yidbak Adam, Batovim, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, Lom yidbak adam batovim, a person should always cling to good people, meaning he should marry into a family of righteous people. Try Moshe, Shanasa bas Yisro, because we have Moshe, who married the daughter of Yisro, a one-time priest for Avodah Zorah, Yatzmi men Yohonasan, and Yohonasan, the priest for Pesel Micha, descended from him. On the other hand, we have Aaron, who married the daughter of the righteous Aminadav, and the righteous Pinchas descended from him. Daf Kuf Yud, so the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The gold key to the city, gold key, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. The gold key to the city was presented to the brother, the bride, because his great reputation was so helpful in making the shidduch, which reminds us, Rava said, Hanosi isha atzarech sheyivdok ba'acheo. One who marries a woman should first examine the character of her brothers. A brisa gives a reason. Robanim domim la'acheyaim. Most sons resemble the mother's brothers. Since his future sons will be similar to his wife's brothers, he should investigate their character before marrying her. So the gold key to the city was presented to the brother of the bride because his great reputation was so helpful in making the shidduch by the town treasurer who just quit his job at the local Avodah Zorah, which reminds us. The pasuk relates that the men of Dan challenged Yehonasan's becoming the priest for Pesel Micha. Do you not descend from Moshe? He responded that he had a tradition from his grandfather Moshe. Lo'am yaskir adam atzmo l'Avodah Zorah. A person should hire himself out to idolatry and not require the financial assistance of people. He mistakenly thought this literally meant to service Avodah Zorah, but it actually meant Avodah Shazara Lo, work which is strange to him, meaning undignified. So the gold key to the city was presented to the brother of the bride because his great reputation was so helpful in making the shidduch by the town treasurer who just quit his job at the local Avodah Zorah. While the recipient's children looked on, knowing one day the key will be inherited by the son, not the daughter, which reminds us, another source is brought that where there are sons, a daughter does not inherit. The pasuk says, V'hisnachaltem osam livnechem acharem, and you shall keep them as an inheritance for your sons after you, teaching, benechem v'lo benesechem, your sons inherit them, but not your daughters when there are sons. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn why the Mishnah began with a father inheriting his sons and not the reverse? That's on daf Kufches. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn the source that a son inherits before a daughter and not jointly? That's on daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn the first source that a husband inherits his wife from the pasuk with L'she'ero and Mayarashoza? That's on daf Kuf Yud Av. Good. Number four, which daf do you learn if brothers who divide an estate are like Yorshin or Lakuchos? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number five, which daf do you learn the Rav said that if a seller offered a price of an istra, 100 maos, the first term equaling 96 prutos, the buyer pays 100 prutos? That's on daf Kuf Hey. Good. Number six, which daf do you learn about Yohanan's defense for becoming a priest for Pesel Micha and his eventual tshuva? That's on daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number seven, which daf do we machlokes if daughters inherit a mother together with the sons? That's on daf Kuf Yud Av. Good. Number eight, which daf do we discuss what is done in a case where a third brother appears after the division of the inheritance? That's on daf Kuf Vav. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn why Bechor does not receive a double portion in his mother's estate? That's on daf Kuf Yud Av. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn the Rebbe Elazar said, Lom yidbak adam betovim, a person should always cling to good people by marrying into a family of righteous people. That's on daf Kuf Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldner from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.